This is a body scan exercise. Find a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down. You can also do this standing if that is comfortable for you. Close your eyes if you're comfortable, or keep them open with a soft gaze. Taking a few deep breaths in through the nose and exhaling out through your nose or mouth. Building a deeper sense of awareness with each breath. Let's begin by bringing the attention to the feet, shifting to the right foot, noticing any sensations there might be in the toes, on the top of the foot, underneath the foot, in the arch, the heel. Is the foot resting against a surface? Is it rough, smooth? Can you feel the weight of your foot? Any other points of contact with your right foot? Sitting with this. Engaging in a curious exploration of the feelings within the right foot. Moving up now, still on the right side, into your right ankle and your lower leg and knee. What's here now? Are there tingling sensations? Are there soft sensations? Dull, smooth, tension. Noticing whatever is here without trying to change it. Feeling into the lower leg, the right knee, the right shin, calf, and ankle. And now shifting from these sensations, moving up the leg into the right thigh. The home of the femur, the strongest bone in the human body. Sensing into the right thigh. What are the different sensations that you're aware of? Lessening the grasp of our attention on the right leg, we move over to the left, down to the left foot. What's here within the left foot? How do we know this is our left foot? What is it that we feel? Shifting our attention once again, moving up the left leg, holding our attention on the ankle, the lower leg, the knee. What's here? Using moment-to-moment awareness to notice how sensations change, even when we're focusing on the same part of the body, minute to minute, second to second. They change. Sensing into the left knee, left shin, left calf, left ankle. What's here for us right now? Maybe there's no sensation, and that's okay too. Just notice this. Moving up from the lower left leg into the left thigh. Sensing into any feelings we have here. And now expanding your awareness to hold in mind both of your legs. Do they feel the same? Is there a difference in how the left leg feels compared to the right? Just notice that. And when you're ready, moving your attention upward once again to the hips and the pelvic region. And seeing what's here. Sometimes focusing on the body can be a lot for us, or on certain body parts can feel too much. If this happens, you have a few options. You can shift your attention to focus on a different area of the body, an area of the body that feels safer, feels neutral. Or you can also choose to turn towards those feelings of discomfort and explore those with a curious mind. Always remembering to give yourself what you need. Shifting our attention now from the hips and the pelvis, moving up into the lower back and the abdomen. Sensing what's here. Is there any movement happening within us? Is there a rising and falling of the stomach? Any tightness or lightness? Maybe a fullness? Or maybe there's hunger? Maybe there are some thoughts and emotions and stories that arise when we bring our attention to this part of the body. And I invite you to just notice these different things that come about. Notice them without judgment, just observing and breathing. Now moving the attention upward once more into the chest and the upper back. As you continue breathing, what do you notice? Is there a shifting of weight when we exhale versus when we inhale? Does our chest move with our breath? And if it does it move exactly the same way each time? Or is it slightly different? Can you sense into the chest and upper back areas of your body? Feeling contraction and expansion of the lungs. Feeling the heart working to keep you alive. Loosening our attention from the chest and upper back area and moving into the shoulders. What's here now? Is there a softness? Is there a tension? I invite you to just notice what's here without trying to change anything, not trying to aspire to anything. And moving down from both shoulders, we're going to hold an attention both of our arms. Biceps, triceps, elbow, forearms, wrists, hands and fingers. Sensing into what's here within the arms. Is there a certain temperature? Cool? Warm? Is there a weight to our arms? Holding both arms in mind, do they feel exactly the same? Or does one feel slightly different in some way? And when we bring our attention to our hands, always doing, sensing into now what it feels like for the hands to be still. Maybe there's a relaxation, or maybe there's some discomfort. Maybe we notice urges to do, to move. These are all okay and just normal parts of the human experience. Shifting our attentional focus now away from the hands and the arms, back up towards the neck and the throat. Giving us voice. Giving our heads stability. What do you notice here? Moving attention upwards into the jaw, the mouth, the cheeks, This can be an area where we hold a lot of tension and sensing into what you're experiencing now. Are your muscles softening? Are they tightening? Are they just still? Exploring the rest of the face, the nose, the eyes, the ears, the forehead, the top of the skull, the back of the head. Our faces, our heads, full of sensations, sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch. Exploring the different areas of your head and just being curious about all the different sensations that come forth. Now, taking this moment to expand our awareness so that we hold in line our entire body from head to toe. Feeling presence within our body, a sense of grounding. How do we know that we're here in this body? Embracing ourselves with compassion and kindness, knowing we are supported by our body in this moment. This body that does so much for us. Seeing if we can cultivate a sense of gratitude for the work that this body does every day. As we bring this practice to a close, taking a few deep breaths, filling the body with air, oxygen, and exhaling slowly. And when you're ready, gently opening your eyes if they were closed. Just taking a moment to notice how you feel after this practice. Just being aware of any comfort or discomfort, liking or disliking, and meeting that with compassion and kindness. And taking that awareness, that compassion, that curiosity, that strength, and that wisdom with you throughout your day.